savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Look at you. Having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky with a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a high in the low 60s. Clouds around for Sunday, showers likely and breezy. Cooler with highs in the mid-50s. Some frosty mornings to start next week. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Right now,
it's 70 degrees. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Flambeau Field at Baraboo High School, where your halftime score is Onalaska 35, Baraboo 0. The Thunderbird Band has completed its halftime show, and we're waiting for the teams to return to the field. As you might imagine from the score, it has been a lopsided affair. Onalaska taking advantage of four Baraboo turnovers in the first half to put up 35 points, including a touchdown in the final seconds before the half. Running back Cameron Cornett has scored 3 touchdowns on the ground, but I don't want to steal your thunder here, Brandon. Let's talk about the first half statistics. Once again, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by Brandon Wegner, who's going to talk a little bit about the first half statistics.
Well, there's one statistic that matters the most, and that is Baraboo has 4 turnovers. And that is the toughest statistic of all of the night. But Jackson Putcomer on the offensive side of the ball has been a workhorse, and I've got him down for 67 yards on at least 15 or 16 carries. He is just working the ball, doing a nice job. We've got Arnold's got 1 yard, and Jordy Beal I've got down for 14 yards. So, unfortunately, only 82 yards of total offense. But that's what happens when you give up four, you know, you give up the ball 4 times.
And you're in your territory, your half of the field, the entire half.
Yep, exactly. And you know what, at times, you know, a couple of those drives, those first 2 drives, they showed a little promise. You know, they really did. You know, they were making some ground. They had the turnover on drive 1 after they'd picked up a nice first down right away on the first set of downs. And then the next drive, they, you know, again, looked pretty good. It stalled out. But then after that, the wheels fell off and the turnovers just started pouring out.
I don't know if you kept track of how many yards, but I'm going to guess that Cornett's got to be over 100 yards for the half. We talked about he's been a 1,000-yard rusher already this season. He ripped off the 32-yard TD run on the very, very first possession for the Hilltoppers.
He did. You know, I had been tracking him till he had about 50 or 60, and then I think I just lost heart. I thought, well, I don't want to track this guy anymore because he's kicking our butt.
Enough with this guy.
Right, exactly. And then once the turnover started spitting out, and, you know, the Hilltoppers did start to hand off the ball to Stetler and things like that, giving him some more.
I imagine we'll see more of him in the second half.
I would imagine so. I mean, at this point, you know, the Hilltoppers, you know, pretty much, you know, the starters will probably come out for 1 or 2 series at most. But, you know, when you've got this type of a lead, you might want to put 1 more on the board, and then you're not going to risk any injuries, you know, to your top line starters, your main quarterback, running back, some of those people. Because, of course, on Alaska, and you'll probably get into the standings here, but they're, you know, they're a playoff bound at this point. Beat Reedsburg 2 weeks ago. You know, they're going to be playoff bound. They should earn a berth, especially after a win tonight against us. So they're going to want to make sure their starters are healthy.
Yeah, coming up for the Hilltoppers, their swan song of the regular season, they're going to host Toma a week from tonight. Toma 1-5 in conference play. So you think that would look promising for the Hilltoppers to finish off their season with on a bit of a winning streak here. So they're coming off wins over Reedsburg and Sparta, their last 2 games.
I think that Sparta game was a pretty hard-fought battle.
Well, both of those were. So they beat Reedsburg 27-24. They beat Sparta 27-26. So, yes, a couple of hard-fought victories for the Hilltoppers. And, of course, these 2 teams have been, you know, the class of this conference the last couple of seasons. Now, the T-Birds obviously are not having the same type of season this year. But Onalaska also is had more challenges than it's used to. You know, coming in at 4-3 overall, 3-2 in conference, but they got a great chance to go off on a 4-game winning streak to close out the regular season.
Let's be honest, that 4 wins they have coming in tonight could easily be 2. I mean, they beat Reedsburg on the final drive. They beat Sparta by 1. So you're right. I mean, they're not the powerhouse that we've seen in years past, but they're going to pick up this win, and they'll be playoff eligible, I think, with this win. So,
and as for the T-Birds, coming up, their final game is going to be a home contest versus Sparta a week from tonight. Brandon and I will be with you on the call here on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS Network and the Civic Media app. You know, people can listen to our work worldwide, Brandon.
On the World Wide Webs,
on
the Internet.
World Wide Webs, coast to coast. Across the oceans.
Well, I'm just glad we're not on TV because we don't have a face for TV.
Well, that's what I'm told whenever I post our picture.
Oh, that's right. That's the only chance they get to see us on social media is when we post that picture.
Well, getting back to some of the other action in Baraboo High School athletics, taking a look at the calendar, there's all kinds of stuff happening coming up here. So in the volleyball program, the girls have their conference tournament meet at Portage tomorrow. That's starting bright and early. Cross country, the boys and girls, they have a meet at Christmas Mountain Resort tomorrow. That features multiple schools moving forward into next week. swimming team. The girls' swimming team has a varsity triangular right here at Baraboo at Jack Young Middle School. And the volleyball team is going to be participating in the Badger Challenge. They'll be taking on Wanakee right here at Baraboo High School.
My family will be down in DeForest this weekend. It's the Windy Lindy Soccer Tournament. Mm. Boys, girls, I think that's grades 3 through at least 8th grade. That's a massive tournament down there in DeForest.
Windy Lindy. Also,
the Windy Lindy.
That's also a name of a clown who will be participating in the Big Top Parade on June 14th. Mark your calendar.
Is that right?
Windy Lindy is one of our many veteran clowns who appears in the parade every year. Maybe I can get a hold of her. She could be like the mask, some celebrity mascot.
That's right.
Make a celebrity appearance at this event.
I thought the clown was going to the State Assembly. And here. Another one's going to be in the parade, huh?
Welcome to Baraboo. Lots of prominent clowns.
Exactly.
And getting back to some of the other some action coming up as we look forward all the way into next week. We talked a little bit about some of the calendar. Looking forward to Thursday, the boys' soccer team. They're going to have a match at Wisconsin Dells on Thursday. And our freshman football team, the JV2 team, they're going to be traveling to Sparta on Thursday night. All kinds of activities here on the fall sports calendar.
That is.
Once again, my name is Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds. Happy to be joined by Thunderbird legend Brandon Wagner. We are brought to you by these sponsors: Chris Danton State Farm Insurance, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the Don Larson Superstore. Thunderbirds are jogging out of the locker room, getting ready to warm up for the second half of action. If you're just joining us, it's Onalaska 35, Baraboo 0. We're trying to get some scores from around the region for you. We can report those either at here during halftime or as the second half wears on.
What do we know about Sparta, who we play next week? What's Sparta's record again?
Yes,
Let's
indeed.
Take a look at this.
Let's take a look at Sparta, shall we?
You know,
Thunderbirds are going to round out their schedule. They're still going to be looking for their first win, it appears. Sparta is 1-4 in Mississippi Valley Conference
play. That is
play.
A winnable game.
Now, they are 3-4 overall.
They played really hard against this Onalaska team and only lost by one. But I tell you what, you never count us out. Last game of the year, low expectations, and Sparta's not exactly having a overly impressive year either. So, and that would be big for the T-Birds and the seniors to end on a winning note next week.
T-Birds obviously had a golden opportunity earlier in the season. What you would say to date has been their best shot at a win was at Toma. They led that game in the fourth quarter before dropping a 26-23 decision to the Timberwolves. Now, Brandon, we've talked a couple times about how you were on some T-Bird teams that were playoff teams and then some T-Bird teams that struggled a bit.
Yep.
How would you compare your experience to what we're seeing this season?
I would say it's pretty similar. I would we gave up 54 points in one game, quite frankly. That was our worst game against a big Hartford team out of suburban Milwaukee. But, we didn't – our struggle was the offense. We'd lose a lot of games 20-0 type of a deal. So I feel their pain on the offensive end. You know, we're just not – you know, yes, we're giving up big plays, but we're also not scoring at all. So – I've been here, and for these seniors, my junior year, we made the playoffs. We lost opening round against Monroe, because back in the 90s, Monroe Cheesemakers were quite a dynasty.
Yes, they were.
And when we drew that, we got in as one of the last seeds, and we had to play Monroe in the opener, and we thought, at Monroe, no doubt. And, yeah. You know, it was actually a good game. We did come up a couple touchdowns short. But to go from the playoffs and then your senior year, we went into our last two games 0-7. Boy, all you want to do is get a victory. And I'll be honest with you, if you finish 2-7 or you finish 1-8, but those last games are a win, it gives you some morale boost after the season. It really does, because you can talk about that game. You can think, hey, we ended on a high note.
Build on that for next season.
Yeah, and you build on that for next season. So,
well, we're getting close to beginning second half play here. Both teams are on their sidelines, ready to roll. The T-Birds accepted the first half kickoff, so the Hilltoppers are going to have the ball to start here and a chance to build on their already healthy lead.
And these, especially these seniors, they got to come out and they just got to wipe the slate clean and they just got to, you know, they got to play a little bit here for the team and for them, you know, for their brother next to him and just make a couple of plays, force a turnover or two, and by the end of the game just say, you know what, we, you know, that was so much better that second half than our execution. You know, you can't have a turnover in this half. You got to hold on to the ball. You can't have more of these darn penalties that have been nagging us all year. This, we talked about this, the sloppiness. They just are a little bit undisciplined at times with the extracurriculars. They've been called for quite a few personal fouls this year. So,
getting ready for the second half kickoff. The Thunderbirds will be kicking to our right as we face Flambeau Field, kicking away from the 40-yard line. You wonder if we'll see some of the Hilltoppers reserves here as they hold a 5-touchdown lead.
Will be interesting to see. Usually you come out with your starters for one or two drives, and then you see by, you know, halfway through the third quarter, they'll start to cycle in the JVers.
Johnny Moon seeing his first action. Well, it's never a good sign when your kicker gets his first action in the second half kickoff. But here it comes. Johnny Moon boots it away. This is a line drive. End-over-end
nice
kick. Bounces at 25. It's fielded inside the 10 at about the 5. And now finding a gap up the middle. And uh-oh, this could be a touchdown going the other way. Can Johnny Moon get in front? No, he is throttled near midfield. This is going to be returned for a touchdown. Once again, that's Siegel. Number 9, Luke Siegel. With a 90-yard, maybe 95-yard touchdown. And, oh, my, not the start to the second half the Thunderbirds were looking for.
Clock's going to keep rolling, needs to keep rolling. It's time to get the kids in there. We'll see if, you know, you always defer to the team that's winning first to bring in their backups and give the other kids a chance. But this, now it's just tough. You know, that's a – you try to wipe the slate clean. I'm sure your coach at halftime talks up, you know, this is a new half. You still got something to prove, and you got pride. You know, you go out there and play for yourself a little bit, play for your own pride, and to have that happen is it's back-breaking.
And the extra point is tacked on. Mallory Meehan continues to be perfect. T-Birds trailing 42-0 on the opening play of the second half.
I mean, there was a hole that a truck opened up there. I mean,
yeah.
He just ran
big
right.
Big gap to run right
just
through.
Just ran through
and
a
he had
big
multiple blockers
he
on
did.
Hand, a convoy to handle the kicker who Johnny Moon had no chance.
He did. I mean, that was just pure domination of their special teams versus our special teams on that play. They made some huge blocks, big hole. I mean, we're talking 10 feet he ran through untouched.
We've got a score update from our boss, the head honcho, David Grant. It's Toma 8, Reedsburg 0 at the half.
Now, that's surprising. You know,
how about that?
Toma's only got one win against us. One win this year that was against us. Barely beat us right there at the end of the game. And Reedsburg's got a good football team. So if Toma can hang on, that would be an upset.
No doubt. Hilltoppers getting ready to kick it away. We've got twin safeties back deep for the Thunderbirds. They're standing near their own 10-yard line.
And, boy, you'd hate to see Reedsburg lose, wouldn't you?
You would indeed.
Oh, man.
Had their first couple of games wiped out due to some off-field issues, but they've had a solid season since
I will say you got to credit their coach, too. They did have a couple of games they didn't play, forfeited, you might say. And
line drive kick is fielded by Romberg. He's looking to cut right across the field. Evades one tackler, but he's going to be dropped inside the 25-yard line, and that's where the Thunderbirds will start their first possession of the second half after surrendering the opening kickoff touchdown.
Nice tackle by Colin Hansen of Onalaska there to make the one-on-one tackle. But back to our Reedsburg story again, crediting their coach. You know, that could have really devastated their team, all the extracurriculars and the white noise and the media attention. But they've come out and had a very, very solid season.
All backs in the backfield, one receiver wide to the right. And this is a give off right tackle. That's to number 3. That's Gabe Arnold.
And again, that was a Wildcat
short
snap
game.
Once again to Jackson Putcomer. So they're going to keep this Wildcat in there. And Throgmorton is not in. Well, I guess they're trying something different, right?
They are.
They said,
indeed.
You know, we can lose. You know, they were down 28-0 when they, well, actually they were down 21-0 when they switched to the Wildcat.
One receiver to the left, one to the right. Wildcat look once again. Jackson Puckhammer grabs the snap. He's looking to run to his left, and he is dropped near the line of scrimmage. That'll be third and long coming up for the T-Birds.
I have not seen, no, because number 50 is still on the field. They're starting D-tackle, and so they have not yet changed out their defense to bring in any reserves.
And as you might imagine, Hilltoppers are pretty much putting 8-9 in the box here.
Yes, they are.
Covering the receivers split out wide. Here's a handoff this time to Jordy Beal. He's going to cut across left tackle. He's in the open across the 40. Across midfield, cut back. He's tripped up, but that's a big play. Jordy Beal with a run of about 30 yards.
Darn near 40, 35 yards. Beautiful play. And that was a nice outside give. You know, this Wildcat, we've been running up the gut a lot, and now they're stuffing it, and so Turkington threw him a little curveball, and we ran outside, which was nice to see.
So D-Birds are in Hilltopper territory. First and 10 at the 43-yard line. Got a little something cooking.
Is that our first chance across midfield?
It is. Puckhammer hands to Beal again. He pile drives forward for a pickup of about 5. Nice, solid work on first down for the Thunderbird offense. Well blocked, and Jordy Beal finishing it with a flourish. It's going to be second at about 4.
Beal had one guy if he could have beaten. I think he was gone, but nice tackle there by Onalaska to save a touchdown.
Ball rests on about the 38-yard line of the Hilltoppers. Puckhammer's going to take it himself. Wildcat right up the gut. He's got a little bit of room to operate.
Sure does.
He pile drives forward for a Baraboo first down.
He picked up about 10.
First and 10 inside the 30 for the Thunderbirds. So first downs on 2 plays out of 3. T-Birds are rolling here. They're facing a 42-point deficit, but looking to put their first points on the board tonight.
And that was right behind the center. The center and the right guard, kind of right in that gap. He just went right up the gut.
Now the clock is running because of the lopsided score, so we're under 8.5 to go here in the third quarter. This snap is between Puckhammer's hands. He's going to have to try to dive on it. He will do that at about the 46-yard line. Big loss for the Thunderbirds on first down.
Big loss, and I think we're going to have a loss of, what is that, 10, 15?
It was at about the 29-7, a loss of 17 on first down. And not a lot of plays you draw up out of the Wildcat to pick up second and 27.
No, we have not seen them throw since Throgmorton came out, correct?
Correct. One receiver split wide to the right, one to the left. Single coverage. One safety is still back deep. This is going to be Beal. Just inside left tackle, carries it across the 45 to about the 41. Gets back some of the yardage lost on the previous play, but it's still going to be third and long.
Picks up about 5. I think you're still looking at it roughly. What are we here? Third and 22. Yeah. Third and 22. Boy.
Third and long for the Thunderbirds. They're coming out with that Wildcat look once again. Two backs in front of Puckhammer, one behind him. Fakes a handoff. He's going to try to carry off right tackle. Into traffic. Short pickup. Gained about 3. And you'd imagine this is 4-down territory for the T-Birds, but they're still well behind the sticks.
No question. And I'll be honest, you have to throw. I mean, you're not going to pick up, oh, gosh, 18 yards. You're not going to pick up 18 yards in the Wildcat unless you really spring a miracle.
Right.
Now,
they
did
success.
Have one play.
Right.
You know, Beal had a 35-yard run.
Spring that one.
But that's, you know, that's rare out of this formation.
One receiver left, one right. This is going to be another give to Beal, but the exchange was not clean. Beal just had to dive on it. That's going to be a turnover on downs at about the 39-yard line.
It was almost a turnover, but instead it was a turnover on downs.
Indeed. And that was, like you mentioned, Brandon, those were long odds anyway. So the Hilltoppers are going to have first and 10 at the Baraboo, I should say at their own 39. They already lead 42-0. We'll see if we see the backup on Alaska offense.
I think, you got Cole coming back out. I think you've got some backup running backs in here, don't you?
Looks that way. So we've got a couple of receivers out wide to the right. Kowal is still in at the controls. He's got two backs behind him. He's going to flare out a little screen to the right. Little juke move and down the right sideline for a nice pickup. Looks like it's going to be good for first down yardage. No, it's going to be a little short. 47. But a solid pickup on first down.
Number 19 for them. Let's see who that is. Sam Brown with a little flare pass immediately drawn up. Just that's one of those that if the ball's dropped, you don't know if it's a forward pass or not.
Pickup of 8 is marked out of bounds at about the 47-yard line. Hilltoppers need to get to the 49 to get a fresh set of downs. Two backs behind Kowal. Two receivers flanked out to the right. He's under center. Takes the snap. That's a give. Tailback's going to get it across to midfield for the first down.
And have we called his name tonight? 33? We haven't called Maximus Todd yet tonight, have we?
We have not. First down carry right at the midfield stripe. Hilltoppers remain in business. They lead 42-0 here with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
All right, we're looking for a fumble. Now it's our turn to get a turnover.
I formation look, two receivers out to the right. Kowal under center, calls out the signals. It's going to be another handoff up the gut. Finding a gain of 4, maybe even 5 on first down. Once again, that's Maximus Todd.
Wrapped up by Jordy Beal there. Nice tackle, but not after a gain of 5.
So we'll have a second and 5-ish for the Hilltoppers. They're taking their time getting in and out of the huddle, as you might imagine, salting away a big lead here in this Mississippi Valley Conference contest. Once again, my name is Ben Bromley, joined by Brandon Wegner. Happy to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM, the NFHS Network, the Civic Media app, and worldwide at max.fm. Under center, Kowal's going to throw that flare screen out to the right again. This time, Thunderbirds
great
are up to the
up
challenge.
There by the T-Birds.
Landon Stewart on the catch, but he is dropped.
Two guys there, Trevon Lawyer, and I can't tell who the other one is getting.
It's on the far side of the field from us here. Yeah.
It is on the far side, but I know number 7 was in on that, Trevon Lawyer, and there was one other guy who made a nice combined tackle out there.
So we've got a 3rd and 6 coming up for Onalaska near midfield.
Met him right as he caught the ball for no gain.
One receiver out wide to either side. Two backs behind Ian Kowal. He's under center. Takes the snap. Handoff inside. That's Todd again. He's going to be dropped short of the first down by about a yard, maybe 2. We'll see what the Hilltoppers do. This would seem to be 4-down territory. It'll be
4th and 2. Certainly when you get to the 40-yard line, you probably go for it. If you're them, the clock's running. They do have their... Who is number 10 for them? That looks like a backup quarterback, Grayson Andel, in there now. And Grayson is a, what is he here? Well, they don't have his.
4th and short, Andel under center. He's trying to draw the Thunderbirds offside. So far, they have not bit. We'll see what happens here. If he's actually changing the play or still trying to draw the T-Birds offside, looks like chicanery is underway, and it's going to be a penalty for delay of game. So are we setting up a punt, or are they going to go for the 4th down here?
No question they were setting up a punt. They were taking the delay, giving their punter some extra room.
All right, so the Hilltoppers are going to punt it away to the T-Birds, give Baraboo a chance to get offense on the field, perhaps get its first score of the evening. They've got one safety back deep standing near the 10-yard line. I believe that's Romberg, but I wouldn't bet my life on it.
No, I think it is. I think I see a 4 out there. He's just his turn to...
Punter is standing on the 40-yard line for Onalaska, waiting for the snap. It's 4th and 7. Waiting a long time for the snap.
Boy,
there it
sure
is.
Are.
He's got it, boots it away. The punter is
Kason
Irwin.
Way.
And this one comes up a little short and takes a Baraboo bounce. It's going to be down at about the 30-yard line. That's where the Thunderbirds will take over.
Down at the 30, it'll be a
under a minute to go here in the third quarter. running clock situation with the 42-0 score in favor of Onalaska.
Now we're going to see who the Baraboo T-Birds sent out there on offense. I mean, I'm not sure you're going to keep doing and Throgmorton's going back out. There he comes.
Score update. Toma 8, Reedsburg 6. We've got a pitcher's duel underway.
We do. Reedsburg probably came out in that second half, scored a touchdown, and didn't convert on their two-point attempt.
T-Birds have one receiver out left, one out wide right. Throgmorton, the starting quarterback, is now back in the game. Here they're looking for a little end-around to Romberg. He's off right tackle. He's over across the 30, and he finds a tackler or two near the line of scrimmage. That's a short gain.
Might have got a couple. They'll give him about 2 or 3 yards.
So Aiden Throgmorton came out as the starting quarterback, and he was sitting for an extended period of the game. Thunderbirds went strictly Wildcat on offense, but now Throgmorton has returned. And at the end of the third quarter, your score on Alaska, 42, Baraboo, 0. This gives us an opportunity to remind you of the sponsors who bring you Baraboo Thunderbirds Athletics here on 99.7 Max FM. These include Chris Stanton, State Farm Insurance, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the Don Larson Superstore. I am Ben Bromley, joined by Brandon Wagner. We are going to be with you again next week for the season finale, a week from tonight when the Thunderbirds host Sparta. We talked about how the Spartans are 1-4 in the Mississippi Valley Conference, 3-4 overall. Thunderbirds hoping to end the season on a winning note with a home victory.
Boy, I tell you what, the season's just flying by. You got 1 week left. I mean, isn't that something? How quick September, and now we're all the way into mid-October, and I know it's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's a beautiful night for football
it
here
is.
At Baraboo High School. The sights and sounds.
No aurora borealis, but you know what? It's beautiful to look at a football
heavenly,
field, isn't it?
Heavenly sights abound here at Flambeau Field. Thunderbirds are going to be on offense here. They're going to face a second and about 7 inside their own 35-yard line. We've got two receivers to the left, one to the right. Throgmorton waits for the shotgun snap. He's back
he's
to pass.
Going deep.
Looks left. Now he's scrambling. He's got some room to run. He's across the 35. He's dropped just shy of the 40-yard line, but a nice pickup by the quarterback. That's going to bring up a third and short.
I think he picked up about 6 yards there, and a nice scramble run for him. Pocket collapsed pretty quickly. He did have a receiver open for just a moment, but they decided to tuck the ball and run.
Third and short for the Thunderbirds, just shy of the 40-yard line. Throgmorton hands off to Jackson Puckhammer. He cuts back around left tackle. He's got the first down and more across midfield to the 40-yard line. Still rumbling inside the 35. Jackson Puckhammer showing spirit with a nice run down the left sideline for a first down.
I think we're going to call that about 25 yards. Beautiful run by him.
Big first down pickup.
He got around the edge. He got around the edge.
His longest run of the evening. Thunderbirds' longest run, I would imagine, right up there with Jordy Beal's carry earlier.
Yeah, Beal had that 35-er. That's we're going to mark him down for about a 25-yard run there.
First and 10 at the 33 for the Thunderbirds, looking for their first score of the evening. Throgmorton with another handoff. They're going to stick with the hot hand. Puckhammer runs into the line but cuts back, finds new life, takes it across the 30 where he is tackled. He met some initial resistance, but didn't give up.
You got to
bounced it outside.
You got to credit him. He hit a wall, bounces off the wall, and picks up a couple of yards on that play when he easily could have had 0. He never gave up. That kid never gives up.
And we've got an official timeout. One of the Hilltoppers is down after that first down play. Clock will stop with 10.5.
The clock stops for 3 things: injuries, timeouts, and a score.
And a score.
Yep.
We are in the fourth quarter. It's a running clock situation on Alaska 42, Baraboo 0. So for the Hilltoppers, they stand poised to improve to 5-3 and 4-2 in the conference. A season ago, they were 8-4. They went 6-1 in the Mississippi Valley, tying for first place. And of course, the T-Birds last year went 6-5. They went 4-3 in conference. But not only made the playoffs, won a playoff game before losing to Mount Horeb Barneveld in level 2. T-Birds are coming off a 42-7 loss at Reedsburg last week, with the Beavers rolling up 293 yards rushing.
We're looking at the Hilltoppers' knee down here. The trainer's out here, and they're really looking at his left knee. He's laying on his back, and he's grabbing his left knee.
Another score update from the Scoop, Dave Grant. It's Sparta trailing La Crosse Central 28-12 with about 6.5 to go in the third quarter.
This is going to take a little bit. They've brought out a red bag, and he's down. They're going to take some time here with this kid, and they should. Well, you just got back from your trip.
Yes, indeed. Just back from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Wonderful.
Little road
trip. That's great. You saw some baseball lore, some history down there, didn't you?
Did indeed. Absolutely. The original spring training site.
Yes.
Stayed at a hotel where Babe Ruth once stayed.
Yes, that's right. You did, didn't you? You
sent as well as picture. Al Capone.
Yep, as well as Al Capone. And how did your wife do with all the baseball extracurriculars on the trip? Was she gracious?
Well, that was one of the draws. She knew she could get me on the trip with
the promise
of some some historic
so
baseball sites.
So there was a little bit of everything for both of you.
Indeed. Everybody wins.
Good. Excellent. This could be a prolonged timeout. They're really taking some time with this kid on his knee and his leg down there.
Well, we'll take another look at the sports calendar coming up in Baraboo High School athletics. All kinds of things happening in a busy fall season. Talk a little bit about what's happening this weekend coming up. Girls volleyball has a tournament coming up at Portage tomorrow, starting at 8 a.m. That's commitment right there.
That is. My daughter has an 8 a.m. soccer game in DeForest on Sunday, so she's got to be on the road by about 6:15, 6:30 at the latest.
Ay, caramba.
It's good for them, right? They're young. They'll adjust. We are going to have a stretcher coming out here now onto the field.
And moving forward go ahead, Brandon.
Well, no, we're just really hoping that the Hilltopper young man is going to be okay and that this isn't a, prolonged serious knee or leg injury.
As the cart comes out, yes.
Yes, they are going to look to put him on a stretcher, on a backboard.
Moving forward to Tuesday, the swimming team is going to have a triangular right here at Jack Young Middle School. Volleyball team on Tuesday has the girls' Badger Challenge, so they're going to be hosting Wanakee right here at Baraboo High School. We'll have some of the younger T-Bird football players in action. There's the 8th grade game Thursday versus West Salem, and the JV2, that's the freshmen, they're going to be taking on the Spartans at Sparta Thursday night.
Now, you're a thespian. Could you maybe give us a little song or a little ditty while we're waiting for the tending to the young man on the field?
I don't think I could, no.
Okay, no.
Both teams have all taken a knee on either sideline, waiting for the injured player to be tended to.
Everybody is taking a knee on both sidelines in respect for the young man that we're thinking of right now.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Big deals.
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a partly cloudy sky with a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a high in the low 60s. Clouds around for Sunday, showers likely and breezy. Cooler with highs in the mid-50s. Some frosty mornings to start next week. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 69 degrees right now.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Big Deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are returning from an injury timeout. Play before we stopped action there. There's an apparent leg injury for one of the Hilltoppers. That was number 88, Braden Snow. He was put on a board and wheeled to the sideline for further medical attention.
And Art, thinking about him for sure, because that was a serious injury and he was fully being tended to. It took a while, so we hope he's going to be well.
They're doing a little bit of a warm-up period, giving the players a chance to get ready to return to action after that extended injury timeout. Our score is Onalaska 42, Baraboo 0, with 10 minutes, 33 seconds to go. It will be a running clock situation again once play resumes. Hilltoppers are lining up. T-Birds are as well.
I think you got a few score updates.
Oh, yes. Thank you for the reminder.
Absolutely.
So, updates from our head honcho, David Grant. It's still La Crosse Central 28, Sparta 12 to start the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, the Reedsburg Beavers have come back to take a 15-8 lead over Toma. And I've got a Holman score here. The Holman was up 14-0 over La Crosse Logan at the half. All right, so for the T-Birds, they're going to have a second and about seven.
Who's that? Who we got here? We got 31 for us.
I think
we got
Owen Rogers.
Owen Rogers.
At quarterback. We have seen him as well. He's going to take a direct snap. Wildcat, he's got a first down right through the gut to the 20-yard line and inside the 20. That's a good
nice play.
T-Bird
up 10
first
yards.
Down. You know, when we talked earlier, Brandon, about all the quarterbacks we've seen this season, we forgot about Owen. We have seen him already.
We have. We
so
did forget about him.
We've seen four or five QBs for the T-Birds during this star-crossed season.
And that was a nice little run right up the gut. Direct snap to him and took it right up the gut for 10 yards and a first down.
So Rogers will stay in the game. First and 10 at the Hilltopper 20. T-Birds are going to deploy two receivers to the right. one to the left. We got primarily backups in the game now for Baraboo, and I imagine both teams both squads. Rogers in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Looking to run again. Off left tackle. He gets a block to the sideline for no gain. So taking a look at some of the young T-Birds who are getting some experience. So we split out wide to the left on that play. Was number three, Killian Duncan. Second and ten. And he was in on the block there as they tried to spring Rogers on that keeper. In the backfield, number 38, Aleki Scott.
Yeah, it's nice to see a sophomore out there and as you're running back, getting some time.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. This time the give is to Scott. He's hoping to get around the right tackle, and he is not going to get there. He's dropped in the backfield. It'll be third and long for the Thunderbirds.
And that was number six again. He made the prior play, and they're trying to stretch it out. Number six for the Hilltoppers. Tanner Siebert with two back-to-back very nice plays, unfortunately.
So we'll see what the two birds do here. Third and long with a backup quarterback. But they are in Hilltopper territory, looking to put a score on the board here as we tick down under 8.5 minutes to go.
Be great to see these kids get a touchdown. What a boost for these kids to get a touchdown.
Way over on the right hash, the T-Birds will set up with one receiver to the left, one to the right. This is going to be a give.
A little trickery there.
Time for a little jet sweep action, but the Hilltoppers are not fooled. No gain.
What was that? He's on his back. We'll get up and see who they ended up handing that off to. Number 18.
That's number 18.
Yep.
Dante Gist.
I'm not sure we've called that name tonight.
So it's going to be a fourth and long. T-Birds look like they're bringing the special teams unit on. They're going to try to kick this. Johnny Moon is going to try to put the T-Birds on the board with
the
field goal.
I think they are. You know, I like this. Give this kid a chance to make a nice long field goal.
We got a little bit of confusion on personnel.
We do.
The kick is going to be spotted down at about the 30. So this is going to be about a 40-yard field goal attempt for the T-Birds. They trail 42-0 here on fourth and long. Here's a snap. That's good. Hold is good. Kick.
Get
looks
there.
Good. It's a little short. And there's a penalty flag on the play as well. Let's check the marker. And that's going to be a false start on the T-Birds, and the Hilltoppers will decline and take over on downs.
Nice kick. It was right on line and came up 3 or 4 yards short. On the kicking team, the penalty is declined. What'd you say that was? 42 yards, give or take?
About 40.
Okay,
yeah.
So then his range is right about 35, 36.
Right.
Now we know.
So it ends up being a turnover on downs for the T-Birds. And the Hilltoppers will take over with under 7 minutes to play here. We did have that extensive injury timeout, but we've also had a running clock. Score update, La Crosse Central has taken a 34-20 lead. I think both teams have scored one touchdown since our last update.
You're
La Crosse
right,
Central 34, Sparta 20 with 10.5 to go.
That was 28-12, I think, wasn't it?
Indeed. Hilltoppers now on offense, showing an eye formation look, one receiver wide to either side. And once again, this is the backup quarterback. That's number 10, Grayson Andel. Inside handoff, looks like this will be a short gain. T-Birds, a host of T-Birds rise up to meet the challenge.
I remember getting in my first game. I was a sophomore. We were beating the Dells by 50 points, ended up beating them 71-0. And you never forget when you get into your first varsity game. Unfortunately, this time they're in when they're down big, but either way, it's great for these sophomores to get in and get some experience and talk about it with their families tomorrow and over the weekend. So,
second and 8 for Onalaska. 5.5 minutes to go. Hilltoppers lead 42-0. There's going to be another handoff and an inside carry for a big gain. That's number 31, who's across the 35, dropped near the 40. Solid pickup for David Irvin. It'll be first David and 10 Irvin. On Alaska.
T-Birds did finally catch up to him. Looks like number 43, Killian Duncan, caught up to him, but not after a big, nearly 20-yard gain.
Hilltoppers remain in control, as they have been throughout the contest. They're nearing midfield. The Onalaska backups hoping to get on the board. One receiver left, one right. Got one back deep behind the quarterback, Andel. I should say two backs behind Andel. Yep, a high formation look. And there's the handoff. Give his inside. Thunderbirds are going to drop the ball carrier.
Number 18 in on that tackle right away. Dante Gist.
2 yards on first down for the Hilltoppers.
They've got David Irwin listed as a wide receiver on our
not today
depth chart, but he's in there at running back tonight for the Hilltoppers.
Second and 8 at the 40-yard line. Andel and the Hilltoppers letting time run off the clock. He's under center. Takes and gives.
Nice hit there.
Once again, that's number, 31, Irvin.
Is that number 84 for us?
Dropped
Cameron
behind the line
Crawford
of scrimmage.
With a great tackle.
Junior. So this is going to be a third and long.
Junior, nice to call new names tonight for these kids. These are things they can think about tonight, tomorrow, when I drop that kid right at the line of scrimmage. That was fun, you know, when you don't get starting time.
Score update. The Sauk Prairie Eagles lead Stoughton 27-0.
Sauk Prairie's really got a nice little solid program now down there, don't they?
Sure do. Coach Randy Wallace having a solid campaign.
He's doing okay for himself.
He is indeed. Third and 8. And with another handoff. I should say hand. No, he faked me out.
Wow.
Instead, he's keeping. He's across midfield to the 40. To the 30. Can the T-Birds catch him? They're going to knock him out of bounds at about the 15.
Again, caught up to him.
Excellent fake handoff. And Andel races for about 35 yards. Big carry for the backup quarterback. It's first and 10 on Alaska at the Thunderbird 15-yard line.
Beautiful fake. I tell you what, he's obviously worked on that because he did that to perfection. He faked us all out here in the booth, too. You got to respect great plays, even on both sides of the ball. That was good football.
On Alaska, threatening to add yet another score. We're under 3 minutes to go here in the contest. And it looks like got a penalty flag. Going to be thrown pre-snap.
Delay a game, or what do we got here?
We do indeed have a delay of game foul against the Hilltoppers.
And that's not surprising. On a big play for 50 yards, you got to get everybody down the field. You got the young kids in. Clock keeps running. We're under 2 minutes.
So it's first and 15 from the 20 for Onalaska. They lead by 42 here at Baraboo High School. Hilltoppers looks like victory formation. I think they're just going to let this run off.
Yeah, they are.
Andel just takes a knee. Looks like he's going to let time tick away.
Well, Baraboo's got one game left, and they need to work on turnovers. They need to work on penalties. They got their work cut out for them. But this Sparta team only has one conference win, and it doesn't look like they're going to – Central's starting to beat them pretty handily. So T-Birds definitely have a chance, but they got to – you know, we've got to play perfect football next week.
It looks like this time Onalaska is going to take – this is going to be a false start penalty this time. But the clock will continue to run despite the whistle. Under a minute to play. Onalaska leads Baraboo 42-0. The Hilltoppers will improve to 5-3 on the season and 4-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. They're playoff eligible. They're hoping to win next week as well and close the season on a 4-game winning streak. As for the T-Birds, they'll look for their first win of the season when they host Sparta a week from tonight. And with that snap, that's going to be the final play of the game. One more time, we want to remind you about our sponsors. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance. Well, Brandon, tonight from the very outset, we saw the T-Birds struggle with turnovers.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, Jackson Putcomer had a heck of a game. They had a few nice plays in that second half. Beal had a few nice plays. Owens had one nice play. But I'll tell you what, the T-Birds tonight, from top to bottom, offense to defense, were manhandled. Mm-hmm. And they got one more shot. These seniors have one more chance. They got to come out and they got to play. They got to play hungry. And, again, Sparta's only a one-conference win team. So there's no excuse for not having a competitive game next week. If you get fired up and you play mad and you play like it's a – like, you know, they need to play like if they win, they make the playoffs. That's right. How you got to treat next week's game.
There you go.
You know, make it meaningful. So.
Well, one last time, for Thunderbird legend Brandon Wigner, I am Ben Bromley. Thank you for joining us tonight, whether it was on 99.7 Max FM, the Civic Media app, the NFHS Network, or at max.fm. We look forward to joining you again a week from tonight when the Thunderbirds host Sparta. We'll see you then, and have a great weekend.